to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything.
Did you see what TCU did to Kansas on Saturday? Shahada Wells had 17, and the Frogs went into Fog Allen and went off on the Jayhawks 83-60. One of the worst losses in Self's 20-year career at Kansas. It was Kansas' second-largest loss at home in Lawrence under Self. The Jayhawks lost to Texas back in January of 21, 84-59. This was just as bad. Self said the way they chewed gum, the way they tied their shoes, everything they did was perfect today. They played great. They're very fast. They're very athletic off the bench. Their bench was unbelievable. That was a beatdown. That snapped a 16-game winning streak at Fog Allen for the Jayhawks. They're now 15-3, 5-2 in the Big 12. They lost 83-82 in overtime at Kansas State on Tuesday and hadn't lost consecutive games inside Kansas at, you know, Kansas in the state since 89, when it had home losses on January 28th to K-State and on February 1st to Missouri. The Jayhawks were down 10 at the half and never got close. TCU stretched the lead to 24. The Jayhawks shot only 32% in the second half. Self said, I thought we were playing like there was a 10-point play in our back pocket. That happens a lot when you get behind. TCU now 15-4, 4-3 in the Big 12. They shot 54%. They were 31-57 from the floor. And they get their first ever road win at Kansas in 12 games. They got 15 from Mike Miles, 11 from Damian Baugh. Jamie Dixon said, obviously, it was a great win for our program. What I'm most proud of was how we responded. We didn't play very well the other day in the loss at Morgantown, but we responded. I'm proud of our bench. I don't think I've done a great job of getting them ready. I knew they were good, and we had to get them in their groove. TCU went into the game 0-17 in road games against AP top five teams. That's over with. Jalen Wilson led Kansas with 30. He had 38 on Tuesday against K-State. He's been going off. He's the first guy and first Kansas player to score at least half of his team's points in a game since the Big 12 was formed in 96. TCU had a 19-0 run early in the first half to open up this huge can, 33-13 on the Jayhawks. And Self had to use three of his four timeouts in the first 9 minutes of the half. The Frogs hit 13 of their first 15 shots, and it was lights out. The first half, they shot 58%. Self said this team has done really well and caught some good fortune doing it well. This league is so good that if you can't make other people play poorly, you're not going to have a lot of success. Kansas was down 22 before they had an 11-0 run. The Frogs were up 10 at the half, the closest Kansas had been since TCU had their big run. So TCU is going to play host to the Sooners on Tuesday night before they go to Stark Vegas to play Mississippi State in the SEC Big 12 Challenge. That's next Saturday, you know, this upcoming weekend. And then Kansas, they play Baylor in Waco tonight. And then they go to Lexington to take on the Cats and Calipari in the SEC Big 12 Challenge on Saturday. I got to mention this kid, Antoine Davis, at Detroit Mercy. He went there to play for his dad, Mike Davis. And now he's one of the greatest scorers in NCAA history. He passed former Portland State star Freeman Williams to climb to number two in points scored in Division I ever in his team's road win over IUPUI on Saturday. I mean, this guy has just absolutely filled it up. Now he's got to go after Pistol Pete Maravich's D1 record of 36-67 career points in 3 years at LSU. Davis said, I'd be lying if I didn't think of Maravich's record. He had 42 on Saturday, increasing his career total to 3,274, 393 points away from the record. It's a big accomplishment, he said. At the end of the day, the number two guy with 3,274 points is something that's never been done either. So I'm just playing and having fun and enjoying it all. So last week, he set the D1 record for career three-pointers made during a win at Robert Morris. He would have to average 35.7 over the next 11 games to catch Maravich during a regular season. He's averaging 26.2 right now. Davis said Maravich's record is untouchable from the standpoint of wanting to win and do it the right way. I always go out and score points, but if I go out there and we're losing, it's not worth it. With about 5.5 minutes left in the first half against IUPUI, he passed Williams, who had 3,249 points, to become the number two scorer in college basketball history with the 3,250th point of his career and 18th of the game. The guy is a freak. He could have gone to BYU and Maryland after last season, but he decided to come back to Mercy to make one more run at the NCAA tournament. They haven't made it since 2012. He's never played in the NCAA tournament. He said he would trade any record for an appearance in the tournament. Maravich averaged 44.2 points per game for 3 years at LSU in the late 60s. He did it without a three-point shot. That is crazy. Davis started his streak in 2018-2019. He's played in 131 games compared to Maravich's 83, but Maravich averaged 38.1 field goal attempts per game in his career compared to just 20.5 for Davis. He said, it's still unreal now to even think that I'm in the position I am now, being number two all the time. I'm blessed. I just take it one day at a time, baby. You know I like to look at those games from Saturday, you know, in terms of top 25 teams playing. So number 17, Miami, went to Cameron Indoor. They lost to Duke 68-66. Miller had 19 and 8 rebounds for Miami. Filipowski, the big fella, the center for Duke, 17 and 14 boards, the double-double. Duke's 14 and 5, 10 and 0 at home at the Indoor. And Miami now 3 and 3 on the streets, 15 and 4 overall for Larrañaga. Vatek and Clemson. I got to tell you, I watched this game. I thought it was ugly. I'm surprised they even hit 50 points. Clemson won at 51-50 on a last-second three by Tyson. Clemson improved to 16-4, 8-1 on top of the ACC. Vatek has lost seven straight. They're 1-7 on the road. I got to tell you, Hall's the best player on Clemson. He had 20 points, 8 rebounds, 3 steals. But they played ugly. I can't even believe they won the game. Hunter Tyson's three. Got it done from the top of the key. They were laying 1.5. They win by 1. Of course, I got burned on that game. I bet on Clemson. I cannot believe you're on top of the ACC and you're 15 wins going into the game. You get your 16th win. But you can't beat Virginia Tech, a team that had lost 6 in a row, by more than 1 point at Little John. To me, that's lame. That shows me that Clemson's a poser. They're not for real. They can't score. They can't shoot well. And, I mean, I was watching this game. I mean, it was in the 20s. It was pathetic. So I just do not buy the Clemson Tigers. Remember I said that. We already told you about TCU's win over Kansas. Number 4, Alabama, finally got on track. They're SEC perfect, right? 7-0. But 17-2 overall. They blew out Missouri 85-64 in Columbia. They're 14-5, the Tigers, 3-4 in the SEC. Clowney had a double-double for Bama, 17-14. Mosley, the guard, had 19 for the Tigers. UCLA and Arizona, what a game at the McHale Center in Tucson as the Cats beat the Bruins and ended their 14-game winning streak, 58-52 Zona. Zona's 17-3 now, 6-3 in the Pac-12. UCLA's first Pac-12 loss. They're 17-3 for Mick Cronin, 8-1 now in the conference. The big fella, the 300-pounder, 7-footer, Ballo, with 16-8 boards for Zona. Gonzaga got right after losing to LMU at home in Spokane for the first time, like, ever. Drew Timmy had 24 of 38 in the second half, and the Zags win it 99-90 at Pacific. They didn't cover, though. Pacific's 10-12, gave them a run for their money. Gonzaga only beats them by 9. Texas pulled away late in Morgantown and beat West Virginia 69-61. The seventh-ranked Longhorns 16-3, 5-2 in the Big 12. West Virginia fell to 1-6 in conference play. Bob Huggins just not getting it done anymore at West Virginia. That's just all there is to it. Xavier popped Georgetown. The Musketeers are ranked 8. They're 11-1 at home at the Cintas in the Queen City, 95-82 over the Hoyas, who fell to 0-7 in Big East play. Also, Tennessee went to the Maravich and beat up on LSU 77-56. The ninth-ranked Vols are 6-1 in the SEC, LSU 1-6 in conference play. Number 10, Virginia, held off Wake in Winston-Salem on the road. The Cavs are 7-2 in the ACC, Wake 6-3 in conference play, 76-67. Again, Cavs get it done on the road. Number 12, Iowa State had a big lead but lost at Stillwater against Oklahoma State, 61-59. Iowa State 5-2 in the 12, and the Cowboys 3-4 in the 12. K-State by 10 over Texas Tech in Manhattan. How about K-State 11-0 at home, 17-2 overall? Auburn won at South Carolina, 81-66. Charleston blew out Northeastern, 87-61. Number 20, Marquette ripped Seton Hall, 74-53. Baylor, Providence, FAU, and Arkansas were all winners as well.